奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to share a testimony.
愿神祝福所有来参加的亲朋好友、弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every friend and brother and sister.
经文跟大家谈的是从传道书里面看人生。
My message this evening is looking at life from Ecclesiastes.
说起来，我们每一个人所体验的人生内容方向都不大一样。
Each one of us has a unique life.
但是不管用什么样的态度去生活，
But regardless of our lifestyles,
圣经里面谈到的人生就是总括我们所有世人的生活。
What the Bible describes about life is applicable to all.
在传道书里面的作者就是一位所罗门王。
King Solomon was the author of Ecclesiastes.
他做以色列国的国王。
He was the king of Israel.
当时他在各方面得到神的祝福。
He was blessed by God in every way.
所以有很多的国都进来朝贡他。
So many foreign nations paid tribute to him.
神是给他相当充足的智慧。
The Lord gave him much wisdom.
所以有很多人就来求问他智慧。
Many people came to inquire of him.
所以他的财富很多。
He was very wealthy.
他的国势很强。
He had a powerful country.
所以他也看透许多的人生。
And he was able to perceive life.
所以在传道书里面我们可以看到他已经是接近他人生的末端的时候。
When he wrote Ecclesiastes, he was at the end of his life.
他先述说自己的人生观。
He first described his philosophy of life.
然后再谈一般的人生观。
And he talked about the philosophy of this world.
所以从一位国王他述说他一切的人生。
This king described all aspects of life.
我们也可以从当中得到他的智慧的话。
And we can learn from his words of wisdom.
然后来明白人生到底是怎么样。
And we can understand what life really is.
传道书里面记载两个主题。
The Ecclesiastes is about two themes.
第一个主题就是谈到凡事都是虚空。
The first theme is this, everything's vanity.
我们一起来看传道书第一章。
We turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Verse 2.
传道者说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。在这里他要写他的人生感慨的时候
When he wrote about his life
他述说着虚空的虚空
He said meaningless, meaningless
凡事都是虚空哎
Utterly meaningless
他说现在有的是过去有也有哎
Whatever is happening now has happened before
说人在日光之下没有什么新鲜事
There's nothing new under the sun
哎，从小生出来啦
When we were born,
长大要结婚啦。
We grew up.
结婚成立一个家庭就有家庭的问题啦。
We got married and have families and
problems. 然后结婚完生孩子。
And we have children.
孩子又生孩子。
And our children give birth to
children. 到了年老的时候。
When we are old.
又来照顾孙子。
We take care of grandchildren.
很多问题一直在重复哎。
So problems continue to come.
你碰到的痛苦。
The problems.
过去的人也碰到。
The sufferings you face have been met before.And they come to you now.
以后的人还是会碰到啊。
But people of the next generation will face the same suffering.
没有越来越简单。
Problems don't get simpler.
问题越来越复杂。
In fact, they get more complicated.
你看过去的人也要吃饭、吃面、吃东西才会饱啊。
People in the past needed to fill their stomachs.
现在我们也是一样啊。
The same is true for us.
所以人一直在重复人的事。
So history repeats itself.
所以从一个人生的开始到结束啊，所以这个所罗门王说。凡事都是虚空。
According to King Solomon, from the beginning to the end of life,
想想
everything is meaningless.
我们想想
看。Let's think about this.
从出生开始。
From our birth.
到生命结束。
To our, the end of our life.
这个都一样嘛。
Everything is the same.
只是中间的内容不同嘛。
The content is a little different.
有的过得比较快乐多一点嘛。
Some have more happiness.
有的比较会哭一点嘛。
Some cry more.
有的比较痛苦嘛
some are,
有的出生环境较辛苦一点
some suffer a harsh life
人生就是这样啊
but that's what life is
所以他一开始就这样讲哎
so he began his book
凡事都是虚空哎
utterly meaningless
他讲了那么多最后又怎么说呢
What was his conclusion?
我们看传道书十二章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十二章的第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
传道者说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。所罗门王努力了这么久。
King Solomon toiled all his life.
拥有了许多的财富。
He owned many possessions.
有更多的国家来朝拜他。
And many countries paid tribute
to him. 甘愿做他的附属国。
They were willing to subject to the
objection.
He had everything he needed.
成为全这个全国的最高的地位，做一个国王啊。
He was the highest leader of the country, being a king.
真的追求到这些。
He had everything he wanted.
结果他最后的答案凡是虚空。
But his conclusion is meaningless.
这些多得着的又代表是什么呢？
What did all the possessions he had mean to him?
多得多烦恼啊。
The more possessions, the more worries.
少得少烦恼啊。
The fewer possessions, the fewer worries.
财富多有财富多的忧愁啊。
Wealth comes with worries.
没有钱财有没有钱财的痛苦啊。
But those who are poor also suffer.
哦，这些种种的他查究得很清楚。
King Solomon looked into all these.
最后他的结论还是说凡事都是虚空。
And his conclusion is everything is meaningless.
那我们谈到这里可能会说，既然都是虚空，干脆不要认真努力生活嘛。
So we may think, since everything is meaningless, we might as well not take life seriously.
这样讲不是随便讲哎。
But that's not the way to think about it.
在好多年前，日本有一个高中有一个学生是全国最聪明的。
Many years ago in Japan, there was a best student in high school.
国家有意培养他能够到最好的大学，然后要成为国家的人才啊。
The country sent him through trainings in school so that he could become the best talent in the country. One day he read Ecclesiastes.
第一章看到凡事都是虚空。
First chapter says meaningless, everything is meaningless.
看到十二章凡事都是虚空。
And he ended with chapter 12, everything is meaningless.
那活着还有什么意思？
So what's the point of living, he thought.
所以他就决定一个念头啊。
So a thought came to him.
他就跑到一个比较漂亮一点的山谷啊。
He went to a beautiful valley.
就从那边跳下去就这样死了呢。
And jumped off a cliff and died.
我是听说啊，如果到日本去往那个地方啊，变成一个观光区，也是纪念这个高中生啊。
I've heard that if you go to Japan, you can visit this tourist spot in memory of this student.
从人生的角度去探讨这个传道书啊。
He looked at Ecclesiastes from a human perspective.
用人的眼光去了解的时候，
he tried to understand it with his own understanding.
真的什么都虚空哎。
Everything is indeed meaningless.
我们就算很努力，
even though we try hard.
当你肉体生命结束的时候，你又能带走什么？
What can we bring with us when we end this life?
哎，所以有的人就这样讲了。
Some people say,
赚得再多的财富有什么用？
What's the point of having so much wealth?
结果旁边有一个没有信耶稣的。
And there was an unbeliever.
信耶稣的这样讲大家了解啊。
If this is from a believer, it would be understandable.
就是拥有世界的财富有什么用？
What's the point of having all the wealth in the world?
就但是没有信耶稣的怎么说呢？
But what about the unbeliever?
哎，他说有用啊。
He said, of course there is.
我死掉了，财富给孩子传孙子。
When I die, I will pass on the possessions to my next generation.
但是我们看到财富还在，人一个一个离开啊。
But we see that while the wealth may remain, human beings pass away.
两者的讲法都好像通。
So both points of view may seem valid.
在过去啊，有一个帝王叫做亚历山大。
There was a king called Alexander.
哎，他征服了，夺到这个政权以后
，After he reigned，
他就发展他国家的势力
，He developed his country，
所以他政治的力量横跨欧亚非这三洲啊。
His political power crossed three continents。
但是他要离开的时候
，When he left this world，
他才体验到人生活真的是虚空哎。
He realized that life is indeed meaningless。
所以他要求他的部属
，So he told his followers，
在我死的时候
，Before I die。
在棺材旁边挖两个洞
open two holes in the casket，
让他的两只手可以伸出那两个洞
，so I can stretch out my arms through the hole。
我死了，我两手空空啊。
To show that I die empty-handed。
一个一世英明的君王
，He was a heroic king。
他后来也感受到，我得到的是什么呢
？But he realized that he received nothing。
两手空空啊。
He was empty-handed。
所以我们如果用人的角度。
So from a human perspective,
我们所有的努力，所有的付出，凡事都虚空哎。
It seems as if all our efforts are in vain.
哎，这里并不，我们并不是教大家要懒惰哎。
This does not mean that we should be idle.
而是要去了解,
but we should know about
life
in this meaningless life.
我们还能用什么方式去留下不虚空的事呢?
How can we find meaning?
这就是传道书要告诉我们的地方。
That is the teaching of Ecclesiastes.
刚刚谈到说另外一个主题是什么?
What was the other theme that I mentioned?
就是谈到生命的问题。
That is life.
生命啊, 这个问题啊, 真的是很奥秘。
Life is mysterious.
也是很特别。
It is very special.
我们人啊, 真的神创造得非常奇妙。
God made human beings to be very marvelous.
人的生命啊, 真的比任何动物植物啊, 更可贵。
Our life is more precious than that of animals.
但是好像没有人可以拥有这个生命, 可以控制它, 让它一直延续, 不死欸。
But no one can retain his life forever.
我们看到传道书里头怎么讲?
Let's see what Ecclesiastes says.
请看传道书八章八节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
八节。 第八节,
Chapter 8, verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命将生命留住, 也无人有权力掌管使其这场征战, 无人能免, 邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人, 在这里告诉我们了。
According to this verse,
说没有人有权力掌管生命留住呢,
No one has power over his life,
也没有人有权力掌管使其,
or over the day of his death.
这场生命的生跟死的征战,
and this is the battle between life and death.
无人能免啊,
no one can avoid it.
连好人也不能救好人啊,
even the good person cannot save himself.
做恶的人也不能救那做恶的人啊,
and the wicked cannot save himself.
生命不是在人的手中,
life does not come, it's not in our hands.
所以在七章二节里面告诉我们啊,
Chapter 7 verse 2
说死是众人的结局,
that death is the end of every man.
活着的人 应该把这事放在心上,
and the living should take it to heart.
我们只能还在活着有生命的时候, 才能够去好好利用有限的生命,
we can only make full use of this life while we are alive.
生命这么短暂,
life is short.
如果再浪费掉就很可惜,
it would be a pity if we waste it.
生命真的很短,
life is very limited.
人家问你几岁啦,
people ask you how old are you?
不多了, 才就80岁。
Not very old, 80 years old.
80岁等于多少天啊?
How many days are equivalent to 80 years?
可能还不满4万天呢?
Perhaps less than 40,000.
80岁是整个80个年头.
84 years.
然后啊, 一个年头才365天.
And each year is 365 days.
很短呢,
it's very short.
用天来算的话, 我们那个, 其实我们的体格, 身心长得很快耶。
If you count by days, we will notice how fast we grow.
所以你算一算啊,
so if you count,
前面的时间是我们正在成长啊,
and in the beginning, we grow very quickly.
然后我们可以用的生命也顶多是这个30岁到50岁啊,
and the best part of our life is maybe about from 30 to 50. What about after 50?
哎，体力就不一样了。
Our energy goes down.
所以我们的生命啊, 真的很短暂耐。
So our life is very short.
所以传道书就是强调这个第二个主题, 生命的问题。
So Ecclesiastes talks about the second theme of life.
所以人在这样有限的日子里面,
So in our limited life,
生命是人的光,
life is our light.
我们面对许多的事情, 又受到一些考验跟冲击啊。
We go through many difficulties and challenges in life.
不是每一次生命都会觉得很平安很快乐,
not everyone lives a peaceful and happy life.
当我们受到这种威胁的时候,
when our lives are threatened,
心灵受到创伤的时候,
when we are traumatized,
哎, 我们的生命就好像没有光一样,
our lives seem to be in darkness.
所以这样看起来啊,
so the conclusion is,
人的生命是非常彷徨又很无助,
our lives are very confused.
甚至像鸡蛋一样, 那么样的脆弱,
we are as fragile as an egg.
有时候碰到事情就碰到像石头这么硬, 一碰一下就破了,
and a problem could be as hard as a stone, and
鸡蛋破了,
we shatter.
你把它捡起来好捡吗?
Can you pick up shattered egg easily?
蛋黄还能够再圆吗?
Can you make the yolk round again?
那个蛋白那个水还能够在里面吗?
Can you keep the white in the egg?
很难让它再复原啊。
It is almost impossible.
所以这样人真的很脆弱。
Human beings are fragile.
所以经不起任何的一种打击或危险。
We cannot stand up to any challenge or impact.
像去年的台湾啊, 921大地震。
In September of last year, there was an earthquake in Taiwan. It was very serious.
我咬了47秒啊。
It shaked 47 seconds.
好像相隔47年呢。
It seemed like 47 years.
咬一下，结果隔天这个新闻一报，就死了2000多个人了。
Just a quick like that killed more than 2,000.
无家可归的算万以上。
And tens of thousands were homeless.
一直到现在，有的亲人离开了，他的创伤还没有办法弥补。
Even until today, some family members cannot recover from this trauma.
这个山都变了呢。
And even the mountains were changed.
哎，他本来住在这一个县呢。 这个县这个地方,
there was a family that lived in a county.
山一摇动走位以后,
and after the mountain moved, he became a citizen of another county.
哦, 这次摇得真的很离谱啊。
So the earthquake was very serious.
天灾地变人祸常常会看到。
Natural disasters and accidents happen all the time.
所以我们的生活常常会受到影响。
So our lives are affected all the time.
有时候我们一直很好很健康。
We may seem healthy.
你能保证你一直就是很好很健康吗?
But can you guarantee that you'll be healthy all the time?
有一天不小心被那个蜜蜂叮了，你就知道痛了。
When you're even stung by the bee, then you know the pain.
但是有很多的问题，并不是一天就能解决。
But there are many other more serious problems.
可能会跟着我们一辈子。
These problems may follow us all our lives.
那我们的人生怎么办?
What are we going to do?
所以人一旦遇到面临这样的事。
Therefore, when we face such situations,
我们就不知道该如何是好。
We don't know what to do.
所罗门王他体会到人生的一切。
King Solomon understood about life.
所以人一生必须面临这样的劳苦愁烦、生老病死的问题。
Everyone needs to go through aging as well as death.
所以他就写下这个传道书啊。
Therefore, he left with us Ecclesiastes.
要能够让世人了解。
So that we can understand
人在这样的虚空中行事,
that we live in futility.
到底要行什么样的事才是美啊?
How can we do good in this life?
我们就根据传道书里面啊, 来探讨人生。
So we'll study life from Ecclesiastes.
让我们至少在人生当中不会留白啊。
So at least we will not waste our lives.
才不会我们出生的愿望走这一生啊。
And we will not go through this life without any meaning.
他在里面提醒我们人生应当行什么事为美。
Solomon teaches us how to have a good life.
这样我们的人生才不会虚空。
In order to have a meaningful life.
才会有意义。
To have a full life.
才会有价值。
And to have value in life.
你所努力的才不会白费。
And all our toils will not be in vain.
第一点。
The first point.
应当要怎么样?
What must we do?
请看传道书12章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes
chapter 12, verse 13.
According to this passage,
这个所罗门王写了这一个传道写到后来啊,
this was Solomon's conclusion.
他的总结论是这样,
he summed up about life.
就是第一谈到要敬畏神。
The first is to fear God.
所以人不是说很潇洒走在世上走一圈就离开了。
So we don't just come into this world and leave.
我们所做的每一切事,
everything we do,
将来都要在神面前必被审判呢。
Will be accountable before the judgment seat of God.
作为一个聪明有智慧的人,
if we are wise,
啊, 必须要懂得敬畏神。
We must learn to fear God.
这位神就是在新约我们所看到的耶稣基督。
This God is Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
所以在箴言14章里面告诉我们了,
according to Proverbs 14,
敬畏神会得着生命的泉眼呢。
The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life.
这个很好哎。
It is a wonderful statement.
我们的生命交托在一个是生命的神手中。
We should entrust our lives to the Lord of our lives.
而不是交托在人, 他也会死, 我也会死,
rather than entrusting it to mortal men.
我们看传道书第八章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书的第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章的12节。
Verse 12.
12节。
Verse 12.
罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的年日，然而我准知道，敬畏神的，就是在他面前敬畏的人， 终究必得福乐，在这里告诉我们。
According to this verse.
哎，有些人会这样问了、啊。
Some people may ask.
怎么这个人那么坏，没有爱心。
This person is so wicked.
专门欺负别人，他却活得很久呢，奇怪。
He takes advantage of others, but he lives a long life.
这问题不奇怪，这里有谈到。
But this verse tells us the reason.
所罗门王说
，According to Solomon.
虽然恶人年日活得久
，Even though a wicked may live long.
但是他将来也是要受审判呢、啊。
They will be judged one day.
他得到一个结论。
This is his conclusion.
一个懂得敬畏神的人呢、啊、
，Those who fear God.
最后他会得到从神来的福乐。
It will go better with him.
哇，这个对好人是一个好的信息啊。
This is good news for the good people.
不然没有这样的话，好人都要做坏人了、
啊。Without justice, everyone will become wicked.
只要活得久就好了。
We will all strive for longevity.
相信每一个人都这样吗？不见得哎。
But that's not the case.
所以不论人活多久啊。
It doesn't matter how long you live.
重点就是要敬畏神。
The most important is to fear God.
最后才会在神的面前得到真正的福乐。
Only then will you enjoy God's blessing.
甚至今生会得平安。
You will have peace in this life.
将来得永生。
And eternal life in the life to come.
所以主耶稣也这样印证啊。
The Lord Jesus testified.
生命在我。
I am the life.
复活也在我。
I am the resurrection.
信我的人永远不死。
He who believes in me will not die.
那是指着这种属灵生命啊得救的这种盼望呢、啊、
He was referring to the hope of eternal life.
保罗又这样说
According to Paul,
主耶稣基督是我们的生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our life.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
所以我们人生在世
When we live in this world,
这么多的事环绕我们
There are many distractions.
我们要早一点学好敬畏耶稣基督。
But we need to learn to fear the Lord.
我们就懂得交托给他
And entrust everything to him.
所以敬畏神的人就必得着哎。
And those who fear the Lord will be blessed.
在箴言里面也是这样谈到的。
According to Proverbs,
在箴言的二十二章
，Proverbs chapter 22,
二十二章的第四节
，verse 4,
第四节
，verse 4,
敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。在这里告诉你
，According to this verse,
我们懂得在有限的生命里面敬畏神。
If we know to fear God in our finite life,
真的做到这样啊。
If we really do this,
就会得着富有尊荣生命啊。
We will have wealth, honor, and life.
我们一般讲到富有，都会想到财富多。
When we think of wealth, we think of material possessions.
其实智慧也是富有啊。
But wisdom is a form of wealth.
健康也是富有啊。
Health could be a form of wealth.
我们能够活得快乐也是富有啊。
Happiness is a form of wealth.
心中常常得到安慰也是富有啊。
And having comfort is a form of wealth.
富有的内容很多。
So wealth can consist of many things.
敬畏的人才会得着富有尊荣生命。
Those who fear the Lord will have wealth, honor, and life.
我们再来看第二点。
Second point.
在传道书里面告诉我们呢。
According to Ecclesiastes.
我们请看传道书的第十二章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十二章的十三节。
Verse 13.
我们人一生当行什么事为美啊？
What is good for us to do in life?
才不会过得虚空啊。
So that we don't have to waste our lives.
请看十三节的下半段。
Verse 13, the latter portion.
这是要谨守神的诫命。
Keep God's commandments.
这就是人所当尽的本分。
This is the duty of man.
谨守神的诫命意思就是说要明白神的真理了。
To keep God's commandments means to know God's truth.
我们常常只顾虑到人的事情。
Oftentimes we only care about our own concerns.
这宇宙大自然中间有一个不灭的真理。
But we forget that there is a truth that governs this universe.
你想想看，地球自己也会自转呢、啊。
Think about how the planet Earth revolves around itself.
然后它会绕太阳公转呢、啊。
And it revolves around the sun.
那月亮它有它的作用在上面呢、啊。
And the moon has its function.
太阳也有它的作用啊。
So does the sun.
有很多的行星、卫星也有它的作用啊。
There are many planets with their specific functions.
他们在那边长年累月一直这样动，结果没有掉下来，也没有碰撞哎。
They keep orbiting around an axis, but they don't fall.
这是一件很奇妙的事。
This is a miracle.
是谁把他们安定在那边？
Who placed them there?
是谁让他们有一个规律在那边行动
？Who gave them the orbits?
这就是那位掌管万物的主宰耶稣基督。
It is Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们了。
According to Hebrews,
他用命令托住这世界的万有。
He sustains everything in the world with his powerful word.
就是他用真理来 托住这世界的万有的定律。
He sustains this world with his word.
所以我们要明白这样伟大的真理。
So we need to come to know this great truth.
不但是对整个世界，
Not only for this world.
对我们的行事为人，
For our conduct as well.
甚至我们得救的问题都在圣经里面跟我们谈到。
Or even regarding our salvation, all these are found in the Bible.
传道书里面谈到虚空。
Ecclesiastes tell us about vanity.
虚空就是指着心灵不满足。
Vanity means emptiness in heart.
或者是他感觉的一世一生万事空啊。
And, or a sense of meaninglessness.
人很容易在虚空中啊就摧毁自己。
People tend to destroy themselves in vanity.
不再相信人，相信自己和相信周遭的环境。
They no longer trust themselves or the people around them.
人很容易就受到摧毁。
So their lives are easily destroyed.
有人说我很坚强。
Some people may say I'm very strong.
只不过很幸运你发生的问题并不是决定你生命跟你最重要的事而已。
But it's just that you're lucky enough not to have been traumatized in the most serious way.
认为最重要的生命和最重要的人事物发生问题，你就会知道虚空是什么。
But one day, if a problem happens to something you value the most, then you will realize what vanity means.
再强调,
the Bible emphasizes
要我们能够真正明白圣经神的话,
that we need to truly know the Word of God, the Bible.
耶稣他亲自这样做印证,
the Lord Jesus Christ himself said,
他说, 为我做见证的就是这本圣经,
this scripture testifies about me.
因为里面有永生的道路,
for in it is the way of life. 我们
才能够找到他,
only then can we find him.
我们才能够走上得救的道路。
Only through the word can we have salvation. And the Lord taught us. In John chapter 6 verse 35,
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣说，我是生命的粮。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
我们肚子饿了，要吃东西饱。
When we are hungry, we need to eat food.
但是我们的生命受到伤害了。
But when our lives are in danger,
饥渴了。
When we are in hunger,
吃肉吃面吃饭会饱吗？
Can we fill this spiritual hunger with food?
主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
那到底生命的粮是什么？
What is the bread of life?
我们来看一下约翰福音第六章。
Let's read John chapter 6.
第六章的六十三节。
Chapter 6 verse 63.
六十三节。
Verse
63. 叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。这里告诉我们清楚。
According to this verse,
主耶稣说，叫人活着的乃是灵耶。
It is the spirit that gives life.
肉体生命受到创伤，受到饥饿。
Our physical bodies may be in hunger.
这个时候的生命是要领受主的话。
But in terms of spirit, we need to receive God's word.
因为主的话就是灵，就是生命。
For the word of God is spirit and is life.
所以在诗篇有作者这样讲。
The psalmist says.
说神的话是我脚前的灯
The word of God is a lamp unto my feet
是我路上的光
And a light unto my path
这也是在描写人生的这个过程、哎、
This is a depiction of human life
如果我们真的能够把神的话当作是脚前的灯
If we consider God's word as the light unto our path
我们白天行路没有问题、啊、
Then we will not stumble
但是晚上就需要灯、啊、
At night we need the light
我们的一生有时候有光啊
Sometimes we may have light.
有时候陷入低潮啊，受到痛苦就变成黑暗了。
But in our depression and pain, we seem to be in darkness.
怎么办
？What are we to do?
你打开灯就能解决吗
？Can you just turn on the light bulb?
这里告诉我们
，According to
神的话是脚前的灯。
The word of God is a light.
当你学习明白的时候，你会照亮自己。
When you know the word of God, it will be light to you.
你就会在黑暗中看到你当走的路。
You will know your direction in darkness.
那后面又谈说是路上的光。
It is also a light unto your path.
路上的光，可见这个光要让它一直跟着我们走在人生的道路上。
In other words, the word of God will guide us through our lives.
将神的话引导我们。
God's word will guide us.
我们的一生就会一直有亮光。
So we can always have light in our lives.
所以诗篇的作者在写这句话，真的是有相当体验人生啊。
Therefore, the psalmist who knew about human life very well.
如果我们一生有神的话，就有我们的光。
If God's word is our light,
我们就会得着平安，得着自由。
We will have peace and freedom.
而且主耶稣也这样说。
The Lord Jesus said,
遵行我的命令的人啊，我的话的人是一种爱我的表现。
He who obeys me loves me.
所以我们说遵守神的话就是爱主的表现。
So obeying the Lord than his word.
所以明白神的道理真好啊。
Is to love God.
我们在有限的人生才会懂得尽钱度日，好好珍惜所面临的一切。
If we know the word of God, we'll live a God-fearing life and have a good life.
因为有神的话教导我们。
This is because God's word is our guide.
第三点。
The third point.
在人生当中要行何事为美呢？
What is a good thing to do in life?
我们请看传道书十二章。
Please read Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书的十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
尘土仍归于地，灵仍归世灵的神，在这里告诉我们了。
According to this verse.
神造人呢、啊，是用尘土按着他的形象来造。
God created man out of dust according to his image.
所以他要我们活出神的形象。
He wants us to live in his image.
要来赞美他，荣耀他。
To praise and honor him.
那他就将灵，这个就在这个尘土造的人鼻子里面吹气。
He breathed into the nostrils of the man.
然后成为有灵的活人。
And he became a living being.
神的灵就进入到他里面。
God's spirit entered this man.
亚当就是这样被造。
That was how Adam was formed.
后来他又造了他的配偶夏娃。
Later God formed his wife.
人就开始这样延续了多少年代。
And that's how the human race projected.
一直到今天的我们。
Was born.
所以生命结束的时候，
So when we end our lives,
说我们的生命灵离开我们了，
our spirit will leave our bodies.
我们就要归回尘土哎。
We will return to dust.
所以人被埋起来在土里面呢，一段时间以后肉体就不见了。
That's why when the dead is buried in the dust,
就剩下那个骸骨啊。
They will corrupt.
所以人生命的归宿就是肉体归回尘土。
Therefore, to end our lives means our bodies return to dirt,
归回到神那边去。
To dust, and our spirit returns to God.
如果人就光有肉体的生命，
If we only have physical life,
然后没有再进一步来寻求这位赐灵的神，
and we fail to seek the God who gives our spirit,
那跟动物野兽有什么两样？
Then how are we different from animals?
只会动，在那边吃东西做什么玩呢？
We only know to eat and move about.
人就是有灵魂啊。
But human beings have spirit and soul.
是从神赏赐的。
And they are from God.
是与野兽动物有分别的。
That separates us from animals.
所以我们更要去认识这位赐灵的神呢。
So we need to know God who gives us our spirit.
既然要做神的儿女。
If we want to be God's children.
必须要领受从神这边来的灵。
We need to have the spirit of God.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章
John chapter 3
第三章的三十三节
Verse 33
三十三节
Verse 33
那领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的在这里告诉你
According to this verse
一个肯愿意谦卑领受神的话语福音的信息的人呢
A person who humbly accepts the gospel
神就让他印上印
Will have the approval of God.
也就是是给他圣灵做证据。
And this certification is the Holy Spirit.
证明神是真的。
That God is true.
哎，这是一个很好的体验。
This is a great testimony.
所以我们要得着这种印证。
We should receive this approval.
我们不单单光有生命。
Not only should we have life.
我们要寻求这是生命的神。
We need to come to the God of life.
要找到这位是灵的神。
The God who gave us our spirit.
得到了印证之后。
Once we have the seal,
圣灵之后
when we have received the Holy Spirit, 我们就
会有真实生命的这种体验
we will have the testimony of true life.
我们再来看罗马书
Let's turn to Romans,
第八章
chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8.
十六节
verse 16.
我们看第六节
Let's start with verse 6.
第六节体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安在这里告诉我们
According to this verse
体贴这个人这个虚空这个属世界的情欲
If our mind is on the sinful man
他找不到这位是灵的神
If we fail to find the God
找不到这位是生命的神
If we fail to find the God of our life
结局就是死
Our destiny will be death
但是能够找到这位是灵的神啊
But if we can know the spirit, God of the Spirit
从他来的圣灵啊
If we receive the Holy Spirit from him
生命就会平安
we will have peace.
哇，你就会感受到那种真实生命的体验。
We will experience true life.
感谢主，这几天呢，我们有八位领受圣灵啊。
Thank God, eight people received the Holy Spirit this week.
看到亲朋好友当他领受的时候哭哦。
We've seen people wept when they received the Holy Spirit.
第一次的体验呢。
First time in their life.
非常的震撼呢。
They were very touched.
问他你有什么感受
？We asked them how they felt.
哇，我自然的一直哭哎。
They said, I just cried naturally.
我心里好快乐哎。
I felt so happy.
很好哎。
It's so wonderful.
哇，这种感觉好平安哦。
I felt great peace.
为什么会这样？
Why?
圣灵带给他生命的平安。
The Holy Spirit brought them the peace of life.
所以顺服圣灵会得着这样的平安呢。
So the mind of the Holy Spirit is peace.
所以第九节更是这样告诉我们。
Verse 9 tells us.
如果神的灵住在我们心里。
If the Spirit lives in us.
我们就不属肉体了。
We no longer belong to the flesh.
乃属于圣灵的人呢。
But belong to the Spirit.
而且是属于耶稣基督的人。
And we belong to Christ.
所以我们真的要领受从神来的灵呢。
So we really need the Holy Spirit from God.
圣灵真的会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit can truly help us.
哎，这个过着爱心的生活。
To live a life.
圣灵帮助我们明白神的道理。
To know the word of God.
圣灵引导我们要进入神的国度。
And to enter the kingdom of God.
圣灵能够教导我们什么是是非善恶。
To discern right from wrong.
所以我们从传道书里面探讨。
From Ecclesiastes.
看这个人生。
We have studied about life.
如果用世界的角度
from a human perspective,
用我们自己的看法
from our own understanding,
我们最后的结论反只是虚空的虚空
we can only say that life is meaningless.
但是从虚空的人生中
however, in this meaningless life,
你能够细心观察
if we observe carefully,
好像所罗门王一样
just like Solomon did,
所以我们从当中传道书也跟大家这样分享
and that is why we study Ecclesiastes.
既然人生是凡是虚空
Since life is meaningless,
所以我们更要抓住这个机会来探讨，当行什么事为美，人生才不虚空啊。
We need to make an effort to find out what we should do in life to make it meaningful.
跟大家谈的就是第一点，要敬畏耶稣基督。
The first point I share is to fear the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二点
，Second,
要明白神的真理。
We need to know the truth of God.
第三点
，Third,
要领受从神来的灵。
We need to receive the Spirit from God.
我们自然就会体会到。在有限的人生里面，我们活得更充实。
That in this finite life, we will have a meaningful life.
因为神在引导我们。
Because God will be our guide.
有神的道理。
We will have His word.
圣灵的帮助。
And the help of the Holy Spirit.
生活才会过得很实在。
And we will have meaning in life.
体会到人生真正生命存活的意义。
We will understand the purpose of living.
有一个中年先生啊。
There was a middle-aged gentleman.
他过去也非常努力读书。
Who studied very hard.
想一想读书到大学毕业之后
After graduating from college
才能改善自己家里的生活
He figured he was able to improve his family life 然后娶
到一个自己很满意的太太
He found a perfect wife
再生出自己的后代
And had children
他这样的计划
This was his plan
他也真的这样做
And he executed the plan
然后考上政府的考试
And he passed a government exam
他就在这个地方的乡公所里面做一个主管呢、啊、
，and became a manager in a local government.
哇，做得好高兴啊
！He was very
哇，生活也不错啊
，content and he had a good life.
这个礼拜天又能去玩呢、啊、
，and he could have vacations on Sundays.
但是人很奇怪
，but human beings are strange.
既然有这样好的家庭
，even with such good family,
就已经不错，很满足了。
He should have been fully satisfied.
问题就出在于每一天都是做同样的事。
But the problem is, he had to go through daily routines.
早上起来刷牙。
He brushed his teeth in the morning.
吃饭。
He ate breakfast.
看报纸。
Looked at newspapers.
然后就骑开着车就去上班。
And drive to work.
上班工作这公文签一签。
Signing some papers.
然后就等中午吃饭。
And wait for lunch.
然后睡个午觉。
Take a nap.
下午又上班。
And go back to work.
或者出去应酬。
Or go to a
meeting. 晚上就回来吃饭。
And come back to dinner.
吃饭完就洗这个。吃饭前先洗澡
and take a shower
吃个饭
and dinner,
看个电视
and watch TV
一天这样做还有意思啊
That's how the,
天天这样做哪有意思啊
If he did that every day
十年二十年
For 10 or 20 years
讨厌了呢
He became fed up
眼睛要闭以前看到太太
Before he closed his eyes he saw his wife
睡觉起来眼睛打开看到太太
When he opened his eyes he saw his wife in the morning
他觉得很痛苦耶
He was in pain.
他觉得没有意思了呢?
He thought life was meaningless.
孩子也长大了,
his children grew up.
像小时候, 斗一下,
they were not as cute as when they were little.
现在你要斗他们都没有了,
he cannot make fun of the
okay.
The kids would not come to him. They disobeyed him. He was tired of life.
他干脆怎么样呢?
What did he do?
中国有一个很潇洒的生活。
There is a certain Chinese mentality.
研究喝酒的学问,
people study how to drink.
杯下去没感觉,
after drinking a cup of
两杯,
wine,
三杯几杯,
you may not feel anything, so you keep drinking. 哇,
是犹太人很有智慧, 很聪明哦,
the Jewish people are very smart.
他们把那个喝酒人啊, 喝酒的人啊, 比喻作是种动物,
they compare those who drink to animals.
刚刚喝酒的时候,
when you first drink alcohol,
还很有分寸, 讲话还很正,
you may be still clear-minded.
走路也很正,
you may walk upright.
我看到有的哦, 喝酒开车, 那个警察就叫他们下来, 走那一条线, 看能不能走得很直啊。
Here the cops will stop you to have a test on you to see if you can walk straight.
不直的话就要登记, 你酒醉, 你有喝酒开车,
or else you will get a citation.
所以刚喝的时候像绵羊哎, 很好哎, 就有点红红而已。
After the first cup, you are still okay.
再喝几杯下去,
after the next few cups,
哦, 变成老虎狮子了呢,
you become like tiger or lion.
老虎狮子都一样凶了, 我们就讲老虎好了。
Let's just say tiger.
哦,变成老虎呢,
you become like tiger.
打架哎, 谁比较强? 我强。
You will fight.
你大我最大。
And you will try to overpower the other and get into fight.
很多会误事啊。
That's why those who are drunk get into trouble.
再喝几杯啊,
even more, a few more glasses
太醉了,
will make you even more drunk.
去跳舞啦, 唱歌啦,
and you start dancing and singing.
很像那个猴子啊,
you become like a monkey.
再喝多几杯啊,
after a few more drinks,
变成什么啊?
What do you become?
有人讲pig, 对了, 变成猪了。
You become like a pig, maybe.
猪是怎么样? 吃饱就在那边跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑 旁边哦，水沟里面，他也以为睡在家里里面床上呢。
So drunkards sleep in the mud or on the street.
所以那个犹太人说啊
，That's why the Jews say
喝酒会变成这四种动物。
That drunkards are like these animals.
贬低神给我们生命的尊贵。
They profane the honor from God.
所以我们不，他们说不要做动物。
That's why the Jewish people say we should not be animals. In other words, don't drink.
所以想做野兽动物的你就去喝嘛。
Unless you want to be an animal.
哎，这一个先生啊，他就学会咯。
But this husband learned this mentality.
越喝越多哎。
He got hooked on alcohol.
他认为喝的时候可以解忧愁哎。
He wanted to remove his trouble by drinking.
真的能够解忧愁吗？
But did the alcohol remove his troubles?
哎，醒过来还不是一样呢。
After he woke up, he was still the same.
我要改了。
When he was drunk, he said, I'm going to change.
我的痛苦他都会讲啊。
He talked about his problems when he was drunk.
酒一消掉的时候，他又解他的愁吗？
But after the alcohol left,
他还是要面临这个人生的问题啊。
After the effect left, he still has to face the problems of life.
但是他没有别的方法了。
But he had no other alternative.
只好躲入到酒瓶中。
So he was, he found solution in alcohol.
他喝到怎么样呢？
What did he end up to be?
丢掉他那个好的工作哎。
He lost his good job.
又一直误事啊。
He made many mistakes.
哎，结果还不悔改哎。
He refused to repent.
还在喝呢。
He continued to drink.
人家问他拿一瓶酒在他面前，你要瓶？如果你太太跟酒瓶在这里，你要酒瓶还是太太啊
？Somebody took a wine bottle and said, "If you give you a choice between your wife and the bottle."
回答说我要先喝酒再谈太太啊。
He said, "Give me the bottle first."
人家说你要选其中一个啦。
They said, "You have to choose only one."
哦，简单，我选酒瓶。
He says, "Simple, I'll pick the wine bottle."
人生变到这样。
That was his life.
哦，他喝酒不是在一个地方喝哎。
He did not only drink in one spot.
有时候开呀，好几个小时，跑到另外一个都市去喝哎。
Sometimes he would drive many hours to another city to drink.
哇，他家里的人常常就开始打听啊，跑到找到在那个都市从那边再接回来呢。
His family had to always search for him to bring him home.
哎，有时候喝到不知道去哪里了。
Sometimes he would get lost.
突然有一天回来了，哦，他们都说，哦，我的先生复活，我的爸爸复活了。
One day when he came back, they were all very surprised.
最糟糕的是什么?
What was the worst
problem?
One day he was coming back from a certain place. He was going through a tunnel.
过了山洞以后,
after crossing the tunnel,
诶, 他看到前面一个, 半夜呢, 超过12点呢, 怎么有一个很大的公车啊, 上来这个地方呢?
It was past midnight, and all of a sudden he saw a bus coming towards him.
这么晚了, 没有公车上来的,
it was very late, there shouldn't be a bus.
他赶快把他的车子就开到路旁,
he quickly pulled over.
他先让那个车过,
and let the bus pass.
他下来看的时候,
when he came down,
哪里有车, 没有车,
there was no bus at all.
那个车快要撞到他就不见了,
the bus just disappeared.
哦, 他开始知道, 哎呦, 不得了, 这好像不一样哦,
he realized that something was wrong.
哦, 他的酒意开始醒了,
he became more conscious.
哇, 这个时候他听到人讲话,
he heard a voice.
哇, 身体开始毛毛的, 听到有人讲话, 很高兴呢,
毛毛的, he felt the goosebumps.
那个车怎么要撞到他不见了, 那个 bus.
He wanted to tell people that the bus disappeared. He thought it was probably a ghost.
所以他毛毛的毛发站起来,
he began to have goosebumps.
哦, 他听到旁边有人讲话,
he heard a voice.
哦, 他赶快过去,
he quickly went over.
怎么看不到人啊, 没有灯啊,
how come I don't see anyone? There's
有人在讲话,
no light. But I hear a voice.
他们在这里讲话, 他就站旁边听啊,
he can hear the voice but see no one, so he just listened.
原来他听清楚内容是什么啊?
What was the voice about?
他们在讨论要把他丢到悬崖呢?
The voice was talking about how to throw him into the cliff. He looked.
原来有四只小鬼,一只很大的鬼哦。
Then he saw four little demons with one.
天底下有真的有鬼耶?
One big devil, and he was so surprised.
而且他们说这个人喝酒喝得太烂了。
The devils said he is such a drunkard.
喝到鬼都出来,你看看。
Even the devils come to meet him.
他们五只鬼啊,
these five demons wanted to throw him into
the cliff. 他想跑,
he wanted to run, but his body wouldn't move.
哇, 那个四个小鬼就命令大鬼啊,
so the four little demons commanded the big demon.
你比较有力,
you are stronger.
你把他抬起来,
lift him up and throw him over.
哦,
so the big devil was about to throw him.
不要丢我,
he said, please don't.
还是丢他下去,
he threw him, they threw him down the cliff.
那个悬崖很高,
the cliff was very steep.
那个地方风景很漂亮,
it's a beautiful scenery by the way.
丢下去,
and he,
后来他碰到, 然后就滚下去,
he fell to the bottom of the cliff and rolled.
很奇妙, 他刚好抓到一个小的树,
but strangely he grabbed hold of a
晚上看不到, 抓到一棵小树,
he grabbed hold of a tree stump.
本来酒醉啊, 但是碰到鬼啊, 一点酒意都没有,
even though he was drunk, he became totally clear.
那一条那一根树,
when he saw the devils, he grabbed hold of the stump.
他的身体就挂在悬崖上面,
oh, I'm sorry, he didn't fall to the bottom.
两脚就没有踩到那个壁呢, 因为那个刚好是凸出来啊, 所以他的脚是空的,
he didn't fall to the bottom, he grabbed hold of the stump and
哇, 他这个时候,
was in mid-air.
身体更没有感觉, 非常的冰冷呢,
and he felt a chill.
哎, 他想很多,
and he thought about many things. He said, I'm not going to drink
哎呦,
anymore.
喝到鬼都讨厌我了,
even the devils don't like me.
把我丢下来了,
they threw me over the cliff.
他这个时候才想起,
then he realized.
他一直哭,
what his mistake.
他才想告诉真耶稣教会的信徒有告诉他说要来参加灵恩布道会啊,
he remembered that someone from the True Jesus Church invited
他怎么回答?
Him to the gospel. And he
你叫我信那个教,
you want me to go to that church?
门都没有,
no way, man.
我有酒瓶就好了,
all I need is one bottle.
我告诉你, 我信睡觉, 我信睡觉,
I believe in sleeping.
中文啊, 也是觉啊, 是睡觉啊, 喝醉了就睡着了,
which rhymes with drinking in,
他这样子嘲笑,
or religion in Chinese.
他这个时候心说, 哎呀, 我错了, 我错了,
so he realized his mistake.
我还能活着爬着上去啊, 我就 一定要到真耶稣教会去,
he said, if I get out of this cliff alive, I will go to the True Jesus Church.
当他在这样的时候, 他就随便呼求神呢,
and then he cried out to God.
他就慢慢的, 又有一股力量, 慢慢地爬上去,
then he felt strengthened to climb up the cliff.
最后爬到上面的路,
he finally got to the road.
他看看那个鬼不在了,
the devils were gone.
赶快就开车, 就, 哇, 那个开得好快好快,
he drove and sped home.
哦, 到了家里啊,
when he arrived home,
他很安静就 回到家。
He came home quietly.
刚好隔天是布道会。
The next day was the gospel night.
他自己跑去跟我们那个信徒讲哎。
So he approached this member who invited me.
邀请我参加还算不算？
Last time you invited me, is the offer still good?
我邀请你什么？
He said, what did that? What do you mean?
不是请我到你们教会参加。
Didn't you invite me to your church?
是啊是啊是啊。
He said, yeah.
啊我去好不好。
Can I go now?
我说好啊好啊好啊。
Of course he can.
他就来参加。
So he came.
他才知道世上有鬼。
He finally realized that there are devils.
主耶稣帮助他。
So he asked the Lord for help.
他的人生啊变到这样哎。
His life was wretched.
感谢主。
Thank God.
在那一天晚上。
During that night,
他到前面祷告求圣灵。
He came forward to pray for the Holy Spirit. He cried out to God.
啊，求你帮助我。
Lord, please help me.
能够得到平安。
So I can have peace.
能够在你的怀抱中生活。
So I can live in your arms.
愿意接受你的改变。
I'm willing to be changed.
就得到宝贵的圣灵。
He received the precious Holy Spirit.
他看到主的荣光照到他。
And he saw God's glorious light.
谢主。
Thank God.
很多他的亲戚朋友吓了一跳哎。
Many friends and family members were surprised.
这种大酒鬼喝到鬼都出来的。
He was such a drunkard that even the demons bothered him.
跑到真主教会戒酒了呢。
And he even came to the True Jesus Church to keep the habit.
圣灵哎。
He even received the Holy Spirit.
他们说这地球会动，怎么会地震呢？
They were so astonished.
哇，感谢主。
Thank God.
他就这样子改变。
He was changed.
孩子也来信主了。
Even his children came to the Lord.
全家都来了。
His whole family came.
非常感谢主。
Thank the Lord very much.
现在很平安。
Now they live in peace.
后来我们就安排他训练，现在做一个很好的牧者人了。
And we trained him to be a good church council member.
他真的戒掉了。
He kicked his habit.
他又得到神安排很好的工作。
And he found another good job.
家庭幸福美满。
And he lived a happy life afterwards.
他的人生现在过得很好。
Now he has a good life.
因为有主耶稣同在。
For the Lord is with him.
今天我们真的要神的帮助。
Today we really need God's help.
你不可能说你一辈子就是这么样的好。
You cannot have a good life on your own.
就算你这么样的好。
Even if you think you have
a good life. 你的生命还是没有办法结合在耶稣基督的生命。
When you die, your life will not be connected to the life of Christ.
所以谈不上得救和神的救恩临到你。
You will not have salvation.
愿神祝福我们所有的亲朋好友。
May the Lord bless every friend among us.
今天晚上从传道书看人生。
Tonight we study life from Ecclesiastes.
希望我们能够做好好的一种人生的思考。
Let us think about our life thoroughly.
一起到我们教会一起来探讨人生。
Let's all come to church to think about life.
成为神的子民。
And to become children of God.
将来一起在天国一起跟主耶稣同享永远的福乐。
So that one day we can enjoy eternal blessings with God in heaven.
唱诗。